Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's 11:30 on the East Coast of the United States of America. We're excited to have everybody here. My name is Mary, and I'm here with Elisa. And I'm just going to let Elisa dig in and start talking because she's got some exciting stuff to share.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was coming to me is I wasn't sure what to speak about today, and then I received a message, and it's about opportunity of the heart desire. So there's a huge shift going on right now. We're in this transformation of surrender and just being, and people who are not in that space yet, it's about being in the surrender and just being. When that happens and we put our energy into faith, not the fear, not the outcomes, not the expectation, we will receive these opportunities that are aligned with the heart energy of our desires, of our truth. And so this is all coming into play right now in the transformation for the past to be released, all that does not serve us for our highest good, and for this newness to come in that is going to be aligned with your truth and aligned with all that you are when you let go and trust the process. That's what's coming to me today. So there's opportunities that are going to start to show up. And it may be that you're in an unhappy relationship. You're in an unhappy job, employment, you know, with people who don't align with you, situations, environments, all of it is going to start shifting and aligning more to your soul truth. And so it's actually a really powerful good message for what is ahead. I kept seeing heaven on earth since last March. I'm about a year out. So I really see this beautiful shift of goodness filtering into the earth plane of a lot of heaven on earth, and feeling that even though you might see things from a different perspective in your own eyes of the human, in your heart, you do know that something really good, really different, really high vibrational is infiltrating in, and it's all naturally just shifting. That's what I see.
Wow.
So, you know, I trust my intuition, and I just speak what I hear and send it out to the world. And of course, we're all on our own journey, and everyone has, you know, different circumstances, but in the scheme of things, I do know this: when we let go and know our truth, know the heightened, you know, purpose of why we all came here, those opportunities show up on the path and miracles happen, magic happens, and you live this life of fullness and joyfulness and happiness, all that you came here to be. That's what I see. We're going into this quantum field of manifestation opportunities. Okay.
Right.
So that's what I had received today.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome.
So, yes, it's even a push for me because it's exciting. You know, it's exciting. It says trust the process. I trust the higher energies than I do man. You know, I trust my intuition. So it's interesting. So if you want to bring callers on, we can
okay,
do so.
Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say that thing about trusting to it, intuition. That's the hardest thing for, I think, most of us to accept, that we actually are receiving messages all the time. We have a gut instinct, I guess you could call it. And it steers us if we listen to it. And so often I don't. I just think, you're just imagining things. But when I talk to you and you say things like that, it's like, okay, pay attention, Mary. It's not as weird as you think it is. I'm just
aware. It's more doubt. It's more questioning,
yes,
if that really is your truth. Because, you know, I'll get messages even for myself, and I'm pretty spot on. But then it's like when it's for yourself, you're like, oh, my gosh, is this true? Is this really going to happen? When it comes to yourself, there's that doubt that sets in, like, I don't know, I question myself. And then you go ask everybody else what they think. But all I can tell you is know your truth, know your intuition of what is coming to you, write it down, and then go out and ask other people. Because when it aligns with you, you're going to know that as well. You're going to know that in your gut as well, the truth.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like getting a second, you know, just asking for, you know,
like a doctor's second opinion.
Yes, a second opinion. Even though you already know, okay, this is what I see in myself or feel in myself, and then, like, should I take that job? I don't know. But this job has, you know, all these criteria. This makes sense to me. And then maybe someone says, well, in order for you to do that, you have to move on. I don't think you should do that right now. And you're like, well, I really want to move. I really want to align with this energy frequency. So I want to do what's best for me. Know your truth. Then ask the others. That's the best way to navigate through life anyway, is to know your own truth. We ask everybody else before we ask ourselves, and then we get blindsided and taken off track.
And I can tell you, I went through that with relationships in the past, where I listened to everybody else telling me what to do, and my heart was going where they were telling me, but I kept thinking, no, you can't just throw it away. You can't just throw it away. Well, sometimes when you throw something away, you're making room for something way better. And that's what happened in my last relationship, you know? Well, we're wasting a lot of time here, and I know we have callers, new callers on the line. And I'm going to let Filson from Ohio be our first caller, because we've never heard from her before. Hi, Filson.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow. So your energy right away is hesitation.
Yes. I'm in a weird state today because I'm just not feeling well physically, and I had to leave work early, and I'm not really happy at my job. So I'm kind of hoping you could give me some guidance.
Well, there's hesitation, and I'm being told to reflect on what holds you there, because a lot of times we attach to what we think is important, and then we compromise what really is important. And so your happiness is being compromised, not just with your job, but in a lot of different areas of your life. So it's about reflection right now. Be truthful with yourself. If you were to give yourself a questionnaire on what is important to you in a business formation, in a relationship formation, in an environment, what would be your ideal? Like, what is it that really, really matters to you? Because you're compromising in many, many areas of your life, and it's about you learning that lesson, how to not compromise your true happiness in order to think you're going to be happy, because you're not. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. I guess what's holding me there is just not knowing if what comes next is going to be any better, or if just not knowing exactly what my next steps are going to be. If I'm not 100% certain, I'd rather just not take a leap. Makes sense. And risk.
You know, life is a path of, it's like climbing. And when you take steps, when you're stuck somewhere, that's as far as you're going. When you step out of it, and open up for other opportunities. They just start to show up. Even if this is, even if the next step is a bridge to where you're going somewhere else that's going to be for your highest good, every step that you take leads you somewhere else. There's really openness to everything we do in this world, and most people stay stuck and trapped in this feeling of, well, I'm here, I know what I have. And they're not out there opening to something more. Because there's a lot that you can bring to this world, and you're staying in one place. When you start to really know your truth and believe in yourself, opportunities are going to show up, and you'll shine in those areas. Just like you received this, it's not the only job in the world.
Right.
And it's all about timing. Everything's really more about timing than taking the chance. Because you'll know when it's time. You'll know. It's about planting seeds, allowing those opportunities to show up. But the most important is you being specific of what's really important to you. That's what the universe actually manifests on, is the truth of your heart desire. Okay, most people might say that's a dream, but if you don't put your dreams out there and you're knowing out there, how is the universe going to know what to bring you? It's not what you don't want, it's what do you want. Okay?
Okay.
So start manifesting, start writing. You'll know when it's time to take that leap. Something will show up, and it will show up actually really quick for you. I see February time. But you're your worst enemy in a way, because you get in the way with your thoughts of hesitation. That's what's coming to me.
Okay.
You
said February.
And then you don't do it. I'm sorry?
You said February.
Yeah, I'm seeing more around February. It's about you planting seeds now, and the right job will show up. If there's something that's showing up now for you to take, it's a bridge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's just a bridge.
All right.
But all right, my dear. Have a good day.
Thank you, Filson. All right. Maybe
Thank
call
you.
Us back in February and let us know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. I have another caller who's never called us before. Hello there. Hello, are you there? Well, I guess we'll go to someone who has called us before. We have Deidre in California. Hi there.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi. So thank you for everything you've said up to now. I felt like was a message for me too. So thank you, a reminder and a message. But I am curious to know what you see specifically for me.
Okay. I feel so much excitement around your energy right now. Like, you have to be patient, but it's hard for me to be patient when I'm in your energy. That's what I feel. I feel
Yay.
So excited. Something is ready to happen. So it's like right there. I can't wait. That's the feeling
I feel
getting
the same
around
way.
Your energy.
Yay. I have
That's
no
awesome.
Idea what it is, but I feel the same way. It's just,
oh
yeah.
My gosh, well, I just stay in that energy, because it really is. You're going to think, oh my gosh, I cannot, like, you can't make this stuff up. That's going to be your
yeah.
MO. Can't make this stuff up. I'm excited for
it.
You. I don't even know what I'm excited about, but that's what I feel like.
I
do. Everything. Everything.
Right,
and we're
going to
celebrate together.
Oh yeah, I will call you guys, because I do know, and I don't know what it is, and I don't think we're supposed to know. I think we're supposed
Not
to
yet.
Know in our knowing that there's something, but because, like you said, the miracles that happen, we couldn't dream those miracles up. I think that there's so much more than we could come up with. So that's what I'm excited about.
Okay.
Okay. Any kind of time frame? What do you think?
Wait, real fast, Mayor. Spirit's telling me there's something ready to happen that's going to bring so much togetherness and celebration. So I am going to end on that note, Deirdre.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to hear what is ahead for you.
Okay. Thank you very, very
okay.
much.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to bring in another caller. Donna from Florida has called us before. Hi, Donna.
I have. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Welcome back.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Thank you.
Oh, I feel
Hi,
you're
Alicia.
Feeling better. I feel you're feeling better. That came up right away. I don't know why, but I feel you're feeling better, and if you're not, you will very shortly, because I see a lot of change for you.
Oh, good change?
Good change. Very good change. You're making choices that are better for you and healthier for you.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And if you haven't started yet, you're going to make either a New Year's resolution or you're going to start now, because I just see a really good change for you in your health. I see it in your energy field with people. You're starting to get out more. You're starting to feel more alive. I just feel like you have an uplifting energy now. Okay.
Yeah, I feel that. I wanted to ask you, do you see finances getting better?
I heard not for a little while.
Not for
it's more
a little
your
while.
Health that needs to focus. It's more your health right now that needs to focus.
Yeah,
it's
like
almost like your mind, body, spirit needs more of refining, and then you're going to be able to create abundance for you. But I do see abundance coming towards you. It's just not going to happen for a little bit.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know.
Okay. It's about you shifting into your health right now and really getting your mind, body, spirit in a balanced state, okay? That's what is really important right now. And to really pay attention to what you're eating, how you're getting outside,
yeah,
or doing things. I just see you need like a surge of goodness around you in a healthy way. And then I do see abundance. You know, abundance is not just money. Abundance is fulfillment on every level of your soul.
Relationship,
really,
even is
a lot coming to you. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
to stay positive.
All right. I will
stay positive. Okay. Because you were getting into that negative state before, and now it's like shifted to a whole different level. So, stay focused. Stay positive. And just be in that surrender, because things are going to show up for all of us. It really is, in a good way. Okay?
That's great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to see if anybody's here. Hello there. Are we on mute? Hello? Okay, well, we've got one more caller who's also frequent flyer over here. Hi, Kay from Georgia.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for
so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good. I am like that first call about work. I'm just needing a change. I have been
in
so much prayer.
You're going through transformation. Mm. That's what I heard.
Wow, good. I've been in prayer and meditation, and this current role is really it's really taking its toll on me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I'm fighting real hard to maintain. I'm just ready. I'm ready to move past this. And it's like nothing's panning out just yet. So I'm waiting for that next career opportunity. And I'm doing the work. I have to admit that. Just waiting for it. Hurry up and waiting.
Oh, my God. Well, I do see that you're going to have opportunities coming towards you. There's a lot of changes around your energy. And I see more of a lateral upward movement. So I don't know if you're staying in that same company going laterally and then
I hope not.
Okay. Or you're moving to a different company going up. So that's kind of the energy I'm seeing right now, is there's this lateral move. So you might be receiving another employment that's kind of on that same, you know, maybe you're going to step into it and take, you know, you're not making really a lot more, but you're not taking really less. It's kind of like a trans, you know, going sideways kind of, and then you're going to go up. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay. That would be great.
There's a lateral upward movement for you, and I'm not sure how you're going about this, but I see transformation and change for sure around you. It's going to happen more in, I feel more in the new year. I'm actually seeing, I don't know if you're receiving an opportunity now to go lateral, and then in the new year you're going to go up. But I just see, or you're going to go lateral and then up in the new year. I'm not sure of the timing on that. I'm just seeing that movement for you. And so it's going to be very soon, okay? I see January time, and I see it being really soon. So stay focused on, you know, planning what you want, what really matters to you. Because you're going to have an opportunity to show up.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Great. Thank you.
It's all good. A lot of good changes for you.
Thank you, Kay. All right.
Thank
our last. Oh, you're very welcome. Our last caller is the one I've been chasing all morning. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. There you are. What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from?
From Longwood, Florida.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Ooh,
how are you?
All right. I'm in your energy, and there's a lot of anxiety definitely around you. It's almost like what's ready to happen, and it's almost like a worry energy for some reason, but I just feel the worry around you is kind of like self-induced. It's not really something to be worried about, but you're getting a strong feeling that something's not good or something might happen that's not for the highest good. And I think you need to clear your surroundings in your house and clear like the energies around you, because I just feel this pressure around you that's just kind of heavy right now, but I don't feel anything bad happening. It's just more your energy of falling down, feeling bad. Do you understand?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yes. And
so
I was wondering
like
if it
clear
was...
clear the energies from the home. I feel like it's around you in the house, and it's not even like... It's just like I think you just had – it's like having a bad dream and waking up like, oh, my gosh, something bad's going to happen. You're feeling that way. But I don't see things bad happening around you. I think it's more like just in your energy that something bad's going to happen. And it's about shifting your frequency to something good's going to happen. It's like your worry and fear is taking over, okay? You're falling down a little bit, but it's not the truth of what's ready to happen. Although you're very intuitive and you do have a strong knowing – you're waiting, I don't know, I'm getting like you're waiting on like a call. Like what if somebody calls me to tell me bad news or something? And you might be picking up, you know, on energy of someone else, but I really don't feel it has to do with you personally. I almost feel like you're picking up other people's energy and you just need to push it away.
Okay?
And sit with it and see how you feel. Maybe a salt bath and some sage clearing, because I feel like you might be picking up someone's energy around you that might, it's almost like it's not mine, but why am I feeling this? Because you're very sensitive and you do pick up other people's energy because you're empathic, but I don't see it having to do anything that's towards you or your family or anything. I just feel it's more just an energy you picked up and it just needs to be cleared and then sit with it and see if it comes back. If it comes back and you're still getting the warning, then, you know, you can always text me, call me, whatever, and we'll go through that. But I'm not really seeing it as being a personal attack. I think it's more like it's just the dark forces around in this world trying to come in and seep in, and you're very open and kind of like not protected. And so it's about cleansing your environment, cleansing your space, and then, you know, making sure you heighten in yourself. Because when you go into that fear and worry, you're lowering yourself to be a lot, you know, on that frequency of that lower vibration. And nothing can harm you when you're in a higher vibration, okay? So stay kind of high and don't worry about it, because it's not even, it has nothing to do with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Does that help?
Yeah, that's exactly what I needed to hear from you.
Oh,
okay.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah.
It's all good, girl. Just hit it clear. Okay, don't worry. But yeah, your anxiety is off the charts. I feel it in my heart, in my gut, like the sinking feeling, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? So it
that's
is actually there, okay?
Yeah.
I just feel like you feel something really bad's going to happen, and I'm picking that up in your energy field. But it's like push it away because it's something that I really don't feel it has to do with anything in your personal space.
Okay? Yes.
All right. Go take a salt bath. Sage your house.
Thank you.
That's for all good blessings. That's for all good blessings to come in, not the negativity.
You got it.
All right. You're an open vessel. You got to shut yourself a little bit. Keep yourself protected more. A little more white light around your energy space, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank
welcome.
You for calling. And we have one more caller who got in just before we closed out the show. Welcome to the show. What is your name, please?
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Another Jennifer. Where are you calling from?
Southern California.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to the show.
It's so funny because I heard Arizona. I don't know why, but it's okay. You're close enough, right?
Yeah, but hey, I've been wanting to move to Arizona, so maybe that's why you heard Arizona.
Maybe that just showed up right away. I heard Arizona. I'm like, when they said, where are you from? It's funny. But, oh, my goodness. So I feel that, let me get in your energy, Jennifer. You're kind of keeping yourself protected a little bit. Just relax and open up a little bit. It's okay. I'm not going to tell you anything bad. There's like this uncertainty around you of what you really want what to do with your life. And you're kind of going through reflection and all of it as to why do I feel so out of place? Like sometimes you feel like a misfit. Do you understand that?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know if it's in your environment or in the energy of other people, but it's like there's this staying in the background kind of energy with you. Like, I just stay in the background. I really just kind of, like, I don't know if I belong or not. You're kind of, I just don't see you settled. It just
that
feels unsettling
sense.
To me. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, fully.
And first of all, you're trying to find your place in this world, and it's not about moving and relocating and doing all this stuff. It's about getting to know who you are. I just see, okay, whether you go to Arizona or stay in California or take a move to anywhere else, you're still with you. And there's still a lot that is within that needs more. I feel like your self-esteem and your self-knowing and your self-love and all of the lacks that kind of keep you searching for happiness or yourself is all within you to be healed. And it doesn't mean that it's going to take a long time. It's actually to reflect on who are you, because it's almost like you're trying to identify yourself through the others instead of knowing your own truth. It's like you're still in that frequency of, am I pretty enough? Am I worthy enough? Am I good enough? It's like all these questions you ask yourself of the, I guess, more insecurities with the self.
Uh-huh.
And when you know that you're just beautiful exactly as you are, that's when you're going to have more of an understanding when you stand in the knowing of who you are to be able to blossom wherever you decide to plant yourself. Whether it's in California or Arizona or wherever you want to go, it's more about really getting into the root of who you are and reflecting on the truth. And I see you just needing some guidance with that because you're looking outside of yourself for the answers, and it's all within.
Yeah.
Because you have so much amazing in you, but it's like you're like that little girl who's so scared to show the world who you really are because of the judgment or the criticism, because you're so sensitive and so soft-hearted that you kind of keep yourself shut down and stuff just to go along and get along instead of being confident and knowing who you are. That's what I see.
I can relate with that.
Okay, you have so much to bring to this world and such a beautiful aspect of everything that you hold within. But when you're with abrasive people who are standing in judgment or standing on that third dimension of the ego, they're not your people, okay? You're a young lady who wears a heart on her sleeve, and that feeling of being pushed out because you're with the wrong people. That's what Spirit's showing me right now. And you are to be with people who wear the heart on their sleeve, because that's who you are. You are such a beautiful soul and such a very soft-hearted, but you haven't belonged. You know why you haven't belonged? Because you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. It's not because you're not a good person. It's because you're trying to fit in. It's like I see this with a lot of people. You're like the ugly duckling trying to fit into the wrong family, but you're really the beautiful swan. Okay? It's just that you don't know who you are, the truth, like everything you are. And if you had known, you would never shed a tear. You'd never feel sad. You'd never feel unwanted or on the outside of everything. You would know exactly who you are and plant your feet firmly in this world and celebrating everything that you are, because you are such an amazing soul. And you have so much to bring to this world in such a beautiful way. When somebody sees the truth, it just validates. And sometimes when we're in this world, we feel very alone because we don't know where we belong until we know our truth. And that's why it's so important for you to know. Does that
help you? Yes, thank you.
Okay, because I just see once you step into your full you, this world is going to gain a beautiful earth angel in such a great way. You have so much good to bring here.
Thank you.
And you don't deserve to be in the background anymore, okay? You are to be front and center, but your insecurities are keeping you from doing that. So if you ever need healing, you can always, make an appointment and have one with me. But I just feel that you just need some guidance and some self-love, and you'll be birds in such a beautiful way in this new earth that's here for all of us. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Stay in faith. Stay in your truth. And reflection is so important. Knowing is so important. And you're such a beautiful, beautiful energy. Okay? I know what I see. I'm not going to tell you you're beautiful or not. But you already
Thank
know
you
that.
So much.
Okay, we don't have to prove that to anybody. All right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Thank you. My mom texted me last minute and said, slide on in before she's done.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, so thank
you
very much. Yes, thank you.
It helps you? Good. Good. I'm glad I helped you. Okay, so get out there and have a beautiful day. And
yes,
just
ma'am,
hold
you
them
too.
Safe. Okay? All right, my dear.
Thank you.
We'll talk
thank
soon.
You. And thank everyone else for calling in today. I appreciate it. And we'll be back next Tuesday. Lisa,
bye.
Thanks again for a wonderful, powerful show.
Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.